Welcome to Gilded Garbage Can, the podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. A quick thank you to my listeners who may be hearing us on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Google, and anywhere else fine podcasts are available. Today we are going to have some fun as we play a word association of sorts game. In the spirit of the old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure, I will go down a list of San Francisco attributes, and you then guess, is it gilded or is it garbage? And the good news is, you don't even have to guess, because I'm just going to tell you what it is. So without further ado, let's begin. The theory of bus-only lanes, gilded. The resulting crappy behavior of drivers forced to deal with narrower roads that were already too small to begin with, garbage. New Muni buses and trains, gilded. Muni, garbage. Muni stops, garbage. The cleanliness of Muni equipment, garbage. Encouraging people to lead healthier lifestyles by riding bikes, gilded. The ridiculous placement of bicycle lanes in San Francisco generally, garbage. Rent-a-bikes everywhere, garbage. The bicycle lobby, garbage. Spending millions of dollars to rework Van Ness Avenue, gilded. A 3-year project already in its third year that isn't even half finished and has disrupted commerce on this major thoroughfare, garbage. The thousands of potholes on practically every street of this so-called utopia that is San Francisco, garbage. A beautiful, overpriced 2-bedroom flat somewhere in Soma, gilded. Sharing said 2-bedroom flat with 12 roommates because it's otherwise unaffordable, garbage. Leaving said 2-bedroom flat and stepping over sidewalk tents and human waste, yes, listeners, that kind of human waste, daily, garbage. The energy and vitality of the financial district, gilded. The 100-foot radius around every BART exit along Market Street, garbage. The smell descending the stairs into every BART station along Market Street, garbage. The tax breaks offered to many well-known tech companies to hang their shingle in San Francisco, gilded. The belief that those companies will stay here after the tax breaks expire, garbage. The free everything offered to employees of many of those tech companies, gilded. The belief that there is such a thing as a free lunch, garbage. The belief that coding will someday be a category for which there is a Nobel Prize, garbage. The expensive restaurants, well, many of them anyway, gilded. Overuse of the words inspired, fusion, and influenced on restaurant menus, garbage. $20 cocktails, I don't care how artisan they are, garbage. $20 cocktails that take 20 minutes to make because they're so artisan, garbage. High-end grocery stores, gilded. Spending the better part of a paycheck to buy a week's worth of groceries, garbage. The parking lot at nearly every high-end grocery store in the city, garbage. The majesty of City Hall, gilded. The incompetence of most of our elected officials, garbage. So there you have it, a partial list of city attributes, and by my count, garbage has prevailed over gilded. Congratulations, residents of San Francisco, you and I live in a gilded garbage can. Let's raise a glass. Wait, first we have to order a $20 cocktail, then wait 20 minutes for it to be delivered, get a ton of attitude when it's served, and feel the wrath of a hipster bartender when you don't tip $5 a drink. But after that's done, we can toast this mecca of mediocrity, the self-proclaimed fabulous city by the bay, San Francisco. Be sure to visit us at gildedgarbagecan.com. And quick plug, you follow the podcast now, own Gilded Garbage Can branded stuff. Visit our store at zazzle.com/store/gildedgarbagecan today. Until next time. We'll be right back.